Oh, it's all working. How's about that? That's worked, no? Good. I think it's worked. There you go. Should go live in a second. Who knows? Who knows? Hopefully people can hear me. Well, I can't really hear myself. What can you do, eh? What can you do? Right, so here we are. I'm here. I think I'm here and I'm talking to myself, which is for me. That's the only reason I do these things. Don't forget, this is all for me. It's purely selfish. Hopefully everyone can hear me properly. And that's what I really care for, really, because otherwise I'm talking to myself. You can see myself on the screen and you can hear me. Someone's left a comment there. So let's have a look, see what's going on there. Evening, there we are, look, there we are. So hopefully you can hear me. And we can just assume that you do. That's we turn that music off then, because I think I must be bored. I'll get on some. I've got a whole. We're not cooking this week, unfortunately. We're not cooking this week, yeah. But I have made myself a jacket potato. And in that jacket potato, it was in the oven for quite a while. And I realised afterwards, it's only been defrosting. Defrosting, yes, that's right. I'd been defrosting. And because of that, it wasn't cooked. So it took about 4 hours to cook a jacket potato. Lesson in there, people. The lesson in there is, ultimately, make sure you cook your jacket potatoes properly. Make sure you turn it on. Turn your shit on. You can't hear. You can't hear, Matt. No. Oh, that's now we can't. Now we have the issue. I can hear me. Loud and clear. Good. So we can hear me. Some people can. Some people can't. Well, we'll see how we plug along. If you want to, right? Let me just do this in here. 1 second. If people want to come on and do some stuff. Let me do this here. 1 second. Copy that there. I'm not an old man doing this stuff on computers. People could do it much quicker when they're young. Can hear. Yeah, okay, good. So what we've got tonight, yeah? We've got usual stuff. If someone wants to come in, there's a link in the Facebook thing that if you want to do that. So some people have said they might want to come in and just join in. If that you do, that's cool, because it's better than talking to myself. And about myself, because I'm a bit like now, I'm a bit of a lone soldier in this world of where you're used to having people to talk to and liaise with. Sometimes we're doing it by ourselves. Blooming crazy. This is a symbol you've not seen. Why? I meant to reply about this earlier. What? No. Not what? I can't. What have I done? Anyway, I don't know what I've done before. Anyway. So, I'm doing it, and we've got, what have I got tonight, I've written some notes down, because I'm getting good at writing notes now, aren't I? Just keep one check. Narcissism, we can't go a day without narcissism, and how to cope with narcissistic ex-partners, how they turn the world upside down. Does it, your age dictate love? Now, don't forget, people, right? We may not get a full chance to cover all these things, because I do have a habit of talking too much. As people will tell you on the phone when I'm talking to them. Do we consider problems as opportunities? I see all problems as opportunities. And we go there, we'll go there another time, we'll go there. That's a deep conversation. We've obviously got Poland going to war with USSR, or the USSR going to war with Poland. Or one of them ones around that part of the world. The USSR doesn't exist, does it? It's Russia now, isn't it? Russia these days. So Russia going to war, we can talk about that. We can have a debate about that. That's going to be fun. Obviously, if anyone's got any family law questions, that goes without saying, you whack them in there. If anyone wants to come on, there's a link there to tell you a bit about what your situation is and how you've been dealing with stuff, because your stories and how you cope with stuff is actually beneficial to someone else watching. And you don't know who it is. Who it's beneficial to, neither do I. I promise you it will be. So they tell me anyway. That's why people say, oh, you talk. I say, oh, you have to tell me to stop talking. Tell me to stop talking. Like, no, carry on talking. You say lots of stuff. And we sometimes have the best ideas when we are just talking randomness. Thank you. I know I'm a lone soldier. I'm a lone soldier here, like right now. So people want to come and talk to me now because it's not easy talking to yourself. It's not. Well, I do it quite a lot because I'm here by myself. So unless I'm talking to people on the phone, in which case, you know, I'm always talking to people on the phone. We're going to talk as well. What I wanted to talk about is how to cope with grief. Grief, obviously, when we're missing our kids and whatnot. How do you cope with grief, man? That's grief and depression are very similar, but they're not the same. And do you know the difference between grief and depression? Do you know how to spot the difference within yourself? These are things that I've learned over the years, and I think I thought to myself, oh, I might as well share these with you all now. There's that. We may not get that far, but that's as much as I've written down in big writing, so it makes me look like I've covered lots of space. We're going to start with like how to deal with your narcissistic ex-partner. Now, generally, and this is a rule of thumb, men are more narcissistic than women, and we are more kind, and we treat each other like it. And I think I see it a lot. I see it a lot how we men treat each other in a narcissistic fashion, and we sort of accept it as part of our culture and DNA and whatnot. But then the reality is, people don't know how to manage that, because everyone's narcissistic. Everyone's got an element of narcissism within them, and it's about how we control that and how we manage that within our day-to-day lives. And I think when we lose control of that, because we can do, you know, and I think when we're on a mission to be right and always be, you know, not listen to anybody else's viewpoints or thoughts. And don't get me wrong, you've got narcissism is an illness. It's a medical illness, right? But it's also the behaviours that you have, and the behaviours that one would resemble. You may not be diagnosed as a narcissist, but you may have very much strong narcissistic behaviours, which then would influence how people perceive you. But then that leads to the question, right? Because one person might perceive me as being a narcissist, right? But then you've got your Bob over there who might be like, oh, he's your mate, and I don't see him as a narcissist, he treats me with respect, blah, blah, blah. So it's all to do with, surely, who you're communicating with and who you're interacting with. Must be, no? Because you can't just be like, everyone's going to have, if you fall out with someone, I mean, don't get me wrong, you'd much rather not fall out with people, and that's where I'm at in life. I don't want to fall out with anyone. I don't. I just want to love the world and live in peace. Yeah, that's, maybe it's an old thing. Maybe it's an old man thing. I don't know. Is that an old man thing? Is live in peace? I don't know. But yeah, that's all anyone wants, isn't it? To just have a peaceful, quiet life and just chill. I think I've partied a lot when I was younger, and I think I've done a lot of enjoying life and causing friction within people and places that I've gone and done things that I've done. I think you get to an age where you're like, oh, no, I can't be bothered anymore. I know what I know, and I do what I do, and that's, you know, I don't, obviously. I think it's important that we're ourselves within everything that we do, but also we need to make sure that we're not being mugged off and pushed over and rolled over, but at the same point, being tolerant and respectful for everyone else. Someone said that I was rude the other day. I was like, I'm not rude. I'm direct. So why does it say it start a live video on there and then it's going live over there and it's live on Facebook anyway? I never know how these things work. I never know how they work. But then, so that's that. So how do you do, how do I cope with life with a narcissistic dog and turtle? Yeah, the turtle is a really narcissistic turtle, because it eats all the lettuce leaves. Now, I kid you not, it's got no shame on doing that, and it won't share its lettuce leaves with anyone. But how do I cope with that when it doesn't empathise with anyone? You can't, and how do I argue with it? I can't. You have minimal interactions with it. It's a turtle, yeah, but it talks a lot. So I just say as few words back to that turtle as possible. And I think sometimes, if you think about it, now I'm talking to you all now, like, if you think about it, I've not had a proper interaction with my ex. She probably got told, because I didn't know what a narcissist was until, well, you don't do. You don't know what a narcissist is until you know, an overly used word for the last couple of years. But then it describes a behaviour. And you don't even know what it is until I speak to so many men who don't know what it is until after they've come out of the relationship, and then they get told, oh, my missus told me I was a narcissist. I don't know what it is. They start Googling what it is, and it's like, oh, that's what it is. Oh, I see. But that's, she did that. When I'm talking to men and when we're talking about things, if you're honest, if everyone's honest with themselves, if everyone is really honest with themselves, then it's difficult to do that in some cases. But I would say, if everyone is, then you need to, everyone is argues, everyone does, has an element, like I say, has an element of being sort of a narcissistic at times. And if someone says to me they don't, or they haven't, or they wouldn't, you got a question. How honest they're being, because we all have arguments, we all do. And there's a healthy amount of domestic abuse. There's a healthy amount when you get dragged around the shops and you don't want to go shopping. I'm a prime example of being a spoiled little brat when I was doing that. I hate shopping, and being dragged around the shops, man. Oh my God, it was awful. Trying shoes on and things, and it wasn't just my ex-wife, that was my ex-girlfriend as well, and even bandana to a certain extent. It was like looking at tomatoes, and both tomatoes are red, and both of them have got, they're both hand size, and they're both tomatoes, and why are we deciding which tomato to put in the bag? It's just put a tomato in the bag. Do you know what I mean? But that's just my being, my shopping. That's just how I was. And me and Lila used to have fun shopping. We used to go to Asda, we used to spend the whole time down the toy aisle, and we used to, decide what we're going to buy. After being told we weren't allowed to buy anything, we're like, well, we sort of are still going to buy anything, otherwise we're not going to get out of Asda. Because Lila would be like, I was when I was a kid, if I wanted something, I was going to be like, I'd just cry. I remember we were in Torquay. I remember this the other day when I went down to Exeter. We were in Torquay, is it Devon Cliffs or something like that, around there, we were young. And it was a horrible summer's week, month, summer holidays. And it was pissing down with rain, and we were in a caravan. And my mum tripped over. She had a fucking massive gash on her knee. Almost got run over by a motorbike. This was after I dragged everybody down to this arcade thing to get this pink monkey thing that would go around your neck, and you had a puppet in its hand. And I made everyone go back because I wanted that, and I wanted some sunglasses, and I wanted two things. And I got two things because I was a spoiled little brat. And Lila's a bit like that. I'm sort of taught that, I suppose. But I was caught with it because I was cool with it because that's what I did. So I saw no harm in it myself. Yeah, why would you? So, I remember one time, we had a massive argument. We had a massive argument at the checkout because Lila wanted this frozen thing and she was screaming her face off. God said she could have it. And then my ex-wife was like, she can't have it. And then it was like lock horns. And when she gave the out, I don't know if she still does it anymore. But these eyes, you knew when, if you got the eyes, you'd be like, but then time, I got to a point where I wouldn't back down. I was like, she was screaming, Lila was screaming. I got the eyes over there, got Lila screaming here. I said that she could have it. So I was like, right, solution here, leave you both here like that, with her with the eyes and Lila with the screaming. I'll go to the self-checkouts over there and I'll pay for it over there and I'll meet you back down that way in a minute. That way I take myself out of that whole situation, because it's confrontation and I don't like confrontation. I've had the persona that I like confrontation, and I've given it the attitude, but I've never really liked confrontation. Never really liked it. It's been like, it's too much headache, isn't it? It's too much headache. I suppose, is that an age thing again? We're going back to age. I'm like nearly 50. Well, I'm 43. I think. Yeah, I'm fifth. Yeah, 43. So, who knows? Who knows indeed? Who knows how old I am? I don't know. 1979, however old that makes me. So again, Mike, so what do you do to get out of stress, right? I don't get stressed anymore, but when I did get stressed, when my sofa turned up today, right? And it's an expensive sofa, I'm not gonna kid you not, and it's probably the most expensive sofa I'm ever gonna buy in my life. And could it turn to a bed as well, but it's fine. But I'm like, it turned up in the three where the feet were. Like the okay, for getting it through the door. Finally, they did a job of breaking the feet. But then I was calm, no issue. I'm calm. And I said, you got some spare ones? He said, no. Then he got this massive drill out and he started drilling a hole in the bar. I said, no, don't do that. I said, I'll call them. Now I'm trying to get hold of them. It's a nightmare. It's not like DFS. This is like a small little place in Manchester or somewhere out that way. But anyway, but I'm making do. I'm not upset about it. It's expensive. I don't want the fact that three feet things are broken on it, really, because it got it through the door. But at least they got it through the door. At least they carried it up the stairs, because I couldn't have done that by myself. That's quite sure. So at least it's not something nice to sit on now. Because it was sit on before, but it was, at least I don't have to dribble. I don't have to dribble so much. Those who know, dribbling thing of mine. Right, what you need to remember is, right, when we are going through problems, we are what you believe you will achieve. We had the same when I was doing this thing back in the day. What you believe you will achieve, right? And I saw on Facebook earlier from, I think it was, I don't know if it was Billy or his missus or ex-missus or friend or whatever it is, I can't remember the name. But Billy, he's been going through like a tough time, and but he's been on a like massive journey of like self-improvement while he's been doing it. And it's fucked up. I fuck up, we all fuck up. You know what I mean? We all do these things that we all make mistakes. But then he did this video and he's taken his court papers to social services. And it's like, that's bang on, man. That's like respect. It was minimal words, a bit of nice music in the background. Must have been like a GoPro or something. He had the phone or the camera so you could see what it was doing. And it was like really well done, man. It was only like 50 seconds, but that like struck a nerve. And I was like, oh man, fair play. Because you could sit there and you could read about it and make a noise about some fair play he is. But then he's actually taken action as well. And he's taken a positive. And I think that deserves to like doff your cap. You could doff your cap to that one, man. Doff your cap. And I saw that earlier and I thought that's brilliant. So that's not on my piece of paper, by the way. It's not. It's not there at all. It's just popped into my head, as you do. Stress, though, man. One thing I do find, right, is if I have a cold shower, and I kid you not, a cold shower, like a freezing cold shower, I don't do that too much. If I was right now, I'm having a shower in the evenings. 7 o'clock in the evening, I have a shower. So I work for the night, and then I will have a nap between 7 and 9, and then I will work through until 7 in the evening, or 5, between 5 and 7, then I'll have a shower then. But if I have a shower in the morning, it has to be a cold shower, because that then just takes all your stress away. Like literally, if I was somewhere country, like in Cornwall, or somewhere other than bloody Swanley where I'm at now, it's where there's nothing here at all about shit and Asda. But it's fine because I'm not bitter because I'm able to, and it's quieter and peaceful because that's life I am now, old and peaceful. That's how I roll. So that back there, Navin, how do you deal with stress? How does everyone else deal with stress? I've chatted with people. When I was at South London, we were walking through town, and normally, apparently, I was quite aggressive or protective of light and surroundings and whatnot. then she was like, no. And I was rude to people in the shops, apparently. I don't think I was. But she said, oh, you've changed, Daddy. You're nice. I said, what do you mean I'm nice? I've always been nice. She said, no, you're nice now, Daddy. I can see the difference. And I think that's when I was like to myself, maybe I have changed. Maybe that's when you sort of get to that bit of like, yeah, that acceptance bit. Maybe I was a bit of a fucking angry person. And we are, because we're going through so much shit that it's like, why are we going through that shit? Why? Because it's in the cases that I deal with, and it's not always the way. People are dickheads. Yeah, let's be honest. Like, men are dickheads. Women are dickheads. Men, bad men. Good women, bad women. You get good coppers, bad coppers. Nice Gregs, bad Gregs. Or a good McDonald's and a shit McDonald's. Either or, you're gonna get good and bad, right? No matter what line of work you're in. You get good Kafka's officers, bad Kafka's officers. I think how you respond to each of those impacts the response, obviously, you're gonna get. Actually. But if you can respond positively, that's huge, man, that's huge. It's huge. Bigger than B.A. Baracus's big hand. It's huge. It's huge. So whenever you're in a situation and you think to yourself you're getting angry and you're finding yourself boiling over, you need to control your bird in your mind. That's your monkey. That's my chimp. And it's in the chimp paradox. If you don't think it, I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. It's a chimp paradox book. It's controlling your mind. I still didn't finish reading it. That's after all those years. I'm still on like halfway through that book. But look what it did to me reading half the book. It did a lot. It did a lot. It made me realize that I have got control over my brain, which I knew in the first place, which we all have. But it's about when you recognize it and what you can do with it when you've really got it. It's mental. It's amazing. It's amazing, actually. I think it's going to be fucking... I heard on the news the other week, the brain, when we're dead, it operates still for a number of years after we're dead. So that's mental, right? So we could be walking around like they do in He-Man or whatever with our brains in us, or the Simpsons or whatever, when they've got brains in their tubes, in their jars, and they've been pickled in their bellies, right? And then robots will be keeping it alive, you're moving. I bet you we're going to die before that happens, but it's going to be coming soon, I bet you. So if your kids are watching this, right? I'm one of the first people that happened. That's a total recall. That's right. You've heard it here first, second, maybe or third, or maybe the fifth time, but you've heard it here. Oh, what's your favorite way to waste time? Now, people will be saying, Jason, why are you doing this when you've got my paperwork to be doing? This is my lunch break. And after I've done this, I'll probably eat off of Jake back at Jack. If failing that, then I'll be working until 2. Couldn't load. Right, so basically, that's that. So what do you do to waste your time, people? Yeah? Is it normal to waste your time? I turn TikTok off now. Literally, I could lose a lifetime of TikTok. And now I can see comments. Woo! There we are. So I'm too soft, easy going. There we are. I don't know what that was for, but yep. I'm so behind on this. Clearly, you're nearly 50. You're actually 43, not 50. No, it's nearly 50, actually. Yeah. I could be minted now and had bought for. Yep. The less I have, the happier I am. Yeah, the less I have, the happier I am. When I had a house and we had money and I had that money in the bank and it was doing all the house up and it was doing all that shit. It was ugly because money is ugly, I think. It turns people ugly. And if you can't control yourself, and I think people get greedy. It's another thing, it's a behavior, it's an emotion that we've all got again. And again, it's about how you control it. So, the less I have, the happier I am. But don't get me wrong, I do want to be a homeowner again, and I will be a homeowner again. I will be a homeowner again because that's what I'm setting out to do. So I need to get a home to make sure I leave behind for Lila. Same as I want to be, I don't know, I've got little bits and bobs, I don't even know where it's going. investing it in this and whatever else, because I started learning about money and the importance of investing it in, rather than putting it up your nose. Don't get me wrong. If you put one up your nose, you've got enough money to do that, then you put it up your nose, because that's your entitlement. You're well worthy to do that. In fact, you wouldn't be living life unless you had put something on your shoe or something like that when you blow your nose. But if that's the road, I think everyone has a time when they do stuff. It's good. That's good. It's really good, because I'm not saying you should. Same as when I say to people, how did I cope when I was going through what they're going through? I was stupid. I self-medicated. I drank far too much. I wasn't going to work. I'd get to 10 o'clock. It'd get to 10 o'clock in the morning. I'd be like, I'm going to the shop. I'd go to the shop, the corner shop. And then I'd be like, getting myself a bottle of vodka. And then a big bottle of and I'll just pour half the Coke away and da-da-da. And I'd drink it out of the bottle. And I was drinking at work. And I was getting sick at work. We were sort of selling loads. But I wouldn't say to anyone, you should be self-medicating. Because I was finishing work after doing that, and then I was traveling across London to stay on someone's sofa, to drinking while I was traveling across, and then get to where you're going to North London, Finsbury Park, and then you go while you're walking up there, it'd be a couple of pints, and then you'd get there, and then you'd be drinking, literally, I'd be drinking 20 hours a day. And it's no wonder when I did that I was way over on the alcohol national guidelines. But I was, if there was any drugs in me, then the alcohol would take it. So they didn't see any of that. But I wouldn't say, there's people that I'm helping now that are so much braver and so much stronger, so much better, or have been brought up better than what I was and what I did, was doing, going through what they were going through. I can't credit them enough for what they do and how they cope. Because they think they're doing really bad, or they think when they get angry at me, or they're just getting frustrated with stuff, they think, I'm like, fucking fair play to you. Look, they are doing, some of them don't even realize how good they're doing, because we've all got our vices, I suppose you could say. Some people cope with people with things differently. I learned to cut down my drinking. I learned that I had to stop drinking, the court told me to. And not only that, but I threw myself into work. I threw myself into, and this is what I do, and I suppose this is why I do work about 20 hours a day now anyway, because if I've never not worked, for starters, and then being that first lockdown and being made redundant, and you're having to look for work, there's no jobs around, and it was all just, that's why I've started doing this, because it's just full time, isn't it? It's full time. So, and that's, if I wasn't doing this, I would probably be able to cope, because you can't watch TV anymore. Can't watch TV. That's just crap on TV. Will Smith. Man, that thing last night with Will Smith. What the fuck? That's all staged, man. That's all staged. All staged. Yeah, because it's sponsored by Pfizer. And why would it now that everyone's about it, so aren't they? So it's like, oh, and what they're gonna see is all Pfizer. And they put Will Smith and what's his name? Other dude. They probably got paid loads of money by Pfizer to do that shit. Now it's causing debate about whether Will Smith did the right thing or the wrong thing by going up there and punching this guy for having a joke about his missus. But his missus made him do it because his missus is abusive towards him. So they're making her out to be the aggressor. And it's just causing a whole load of shit around where it's not needed. It's literally, it's amazing. Everyone is just literally so controlled by it all. And people fall into it. It's understandable, but you can even see how he's, you can see it. But still, people, it's a talking point, and people will inevitably talk about it, because, and why would they talk about it? Because, why do they want to talk about it? Because it's Pfizer, because everyone wants to recognize Pfizer as the drug user, or the drug maker, whatever you call them. But I learned more about Pfizer when I was doing pharmaceutical regulatory affairs for Friedman, back in the day when it was really, really messy, when I was the Jason that Lindsay wanted to marry. 9-to-5 job, and then ridiculous month, and taking loads of shit up your nose. But that was good shit back then, though. That was proper good shit. Don't make it. No, we don't. But anyway, don't talk like that. That's terrible. Stay away, children. Stay away from that stuff. Yeah, not sleeping enough. enough. No, I'm not sleeping enough, but then look at my eyes. You wouldn't think so, would you? I did fall asleep earlier. I was telling someone earlier, right? I fell asleep here, and I was, I don't know how I did it, but I woke up like that. And the I was doing someone's statement, and it had like a load of eyes, and it's just been pages and pages and pages of like shit. And I was like, fuck, and I sort that out. But yeah, so yeah, I sleep enough. I think I need to at least get 4 hours. 4 hours, it would be better. 4 hours would be much better. Go for a walk, switch off, help. Yes, that's it. I love going for a walk in the early hours of the morning when it's like, when you're in nature, it's just, it's summer mornings, man. Summer, when it's fun. Last summer, actually. D-paste, 14%, good for stress. CBD, I've never heard of that. I thought it was cannabis. Is that cannabis oil? Cannabis, or it must be a great book, Chimp Powers. Oh, you read it, Jan? Yeah, it's a good book. Yes. I'm so far behind. Waste time with good music. Yes, man. How much? Always, man. Sometimes I'm going for walks, right? And I've got my music in my ears, and someone's calling me. And I'm like, shit, do I answer it? Or do I not? But it's a good song. And you can't, and I've got a thing, you can't turn a good song off halfway through. You can't turn any song off, even if it's like the shittiest song in the world, like JoJo Siwa. I took Lila to watch JoJo Siwa in Slimefest. That was the worst day of my life and the worst gig of my life. No, Max and Harvey was the worst gig of my life. Yeah, Max and Harvey. God, they're terrible. Oh, God. I had to go to O2 to watch them with Lila. Lila had a good time, though. That's good for Lila. I was not really having the best time of my life, but it was good to see Lila. Like, Lila disappeared again. She goes up into the crowd. I see her good, yeah? I've taught her good. Because now she's like, I would never be able to do that. I'd never do that when I was her age. Never. But yeah, so that's that. Where are we going now? Where have I lost you all? There we go. Fuck me. Okay, there we go. So waste time, although it's not good really wasting time, on devices can be crazy though. Yeah, oh my God. I'm going to say TikTok. Get your accounts in order, and then 3 years, good accounts need a mortgage job. See, look, this is where you have my life, Sam, because you have got the knowledge. You've got the knowledge. Get the accounts in order. That's what I'm going to be doing, you see? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. I need to know a good accountant for that, and someone, yeah, there you go. Hopefully you might know someone. Matt, I've got to send you a link, man. I've got to send you a link. If you want to come in, because I can't put you on there, so I'm sending you a link on in here, in the comments. 1 second. So if you want to come in, Matt, then I'm assuming that's what you're doing, and that's why. Because you can't. I say this to people all the time. I talk too much, and no, they're like, no, you're fine. I'm like, you're just being too polite now. Please, you're being too polite. And then like, I feel sometimes with a couple of clients, I call them because it's late, and they're like, I'm late, but they're talking to me. I sometimes get the impression that one of them, like, they're in bed, and. Behind you, man, when I'm in this situation, whether we might want to be moaning about women or not, it's going to be a woman that's picked you up. Now, Matt, there should be in the link. There you go. There should be the link is in the comments now. If you want to come in, Matt. But then, yeah. So, but generally, it's going to be behind every single man. Bad than the guy. And I know there's lots of other men that have been able to be pulled out of the gutter from women as well. And so as much as they moan about women and get upset about the fact that you've just been played or whatever the situation might be, it's always a good woman that's going to pick you up and make sure you're going to be all right. And that's life, man. That's life. Now, I wouldn't know about all these other found some more. Max and Harvey, that's something down there. Three accounts, seen that one. Defo stage, no security coming up. Yes, no security was there. What was there? There was nothing. And he was smiling as well. He's smiling. He's like, hit me. He was. Matt and Harvey, mate, I tell you what, you don't even know. You're not missing nothing. They're like little teeny boppers. They're like little. They were on like Britain's Got Talent or some shit like that. And they. It was awful, literally. There might as well be karaoke. Might as well have been karaoke. But Lila liked it. Yeah, I've got tickets for this Scottish girl. I can't remember her name. Brianne, Scottish name. Can't remember. But she's good. She's really good. Got tickets for that, and I'm going to be seeing the Ratons in April as well. That's going to be freaking awesome. That's going to be mental. Mental chicken, bloody oriental. So I'm getting back on track. I'm losing myself. Wasting time. I've caught myself up. Poland and USSR war. I won't join tonight. Bad. Okay, fine. That's good, man. That's cool. Poland and USSR at war. Poland at war with the USSR. Well, it's Russia, isn't it? With Ukraine. That's staged as well, I think. I think that's a big fix. Because I watched something the other day when there was a Russian news reporter was reporting, and there's all these body bags behind them. And then they took the cat, she finished reporting. There's no one, but there are people sitting out of these body bags. It's just walking away. So I wouldn't believe everything you see. And plus also, right? Whenever have you been allowed to go, just to say, I'm gonna go to Afghanistan, I'm gonna start fight for people over there. When would you be able to, there is no USSR, stop believing what you hear on the television. See, yes, there is no USSR. I thought USSR was, that's the United Soviet, I don't know. But that's back in the day when I was at school, that's what they taught us then. USSR and Yugoslavia was then part of it there as well. Remember Yugoslavia? But yeah. war. So yeah, when would they be allowed to send any, like me, you, Bob from the next door neighbour? I'm gonna go to Ukraine and we're gonna stop fighting against the Russians. When has that been allowed? When did that become law? Did they pass it and just be like, oh, you can send everyone off out there now and that's that? It's weird, right? Does it get paid in like kind, or do they get paid in like cigarettes? We're on to the last section now. Am I doing all right on time? I suppose so. I can't see. How to cope with grieving process. Stuart trains coming in and out of Ukraine. So no war. They had conflict going for 8 years. See, this woman here is knowledgeable beyond belief. Look at this. Like, literally, factoid on a stick, that is. You could say anything, and she'll give you a piece of history there, right there. And a lesson about how it... She taught me, I was trying to compare myself to Switzerland, right? With everything that goes on in the world. I'm like, literally, I just want to be at peace with everybody. But then they said, what do you mean Switzerland? I think it was Sharon. And she says, what do you mean Switzerland? And I was like, it's, you know, keep peace. And it was like, but why they keep the peace? Because they've got the money. Everyone does their corruption in Switzerland, don't they? And I was like, of course they do. So no one's going to go to Switzerland because they've all got money invested there. So that's why you do that. Google. I haven't got time to Google stuff. I have not got time to do that. If I do Google stuff, I'd go down enough wormholes and stuff. You literally, I haven't got time. Why Google stuff? Why Google stuff when you've got a Sharon in your life? Say no more. Yes, we're going through the grief process. Yes, that's where we're going now. So how to cope with the grieving process, right? So first of all, you've got the three big things, yeah? Three big things. Yeah, acknowledge, accept, and understand. They're the big ones, right? So once you get this nailed, and wherever you are in your grieving process, because you're grieving for your children, and that's going to cause elements of depression and bouts of depression. But you can control the depression. They say that depression is clinical, right? Fine. But you have to have medication for it. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. I don't believe you need medication for anything. Anything that I don't believe you. Medication fucks my mum up, yeah? My mum was fucked because she had a breakdown. But then she's never been the same mum since, with all the medication, all the pills and fucking shit they pumped her with. There's nowhere in the world nowhere in the world that anyone needs medication. I don't believe. I believe you need fresh air, greenery, space, but knowledge, understand and accept. Yeah, because once you acknowledge that you are feeling the way you're feeling and you acknowledge why you're feeling that way, once you acknowledge that, you can start working on it. Yeah, you're like, okay, you understand I'm feeling this way. What do I do about that? Because when you're in the height of feeling lost and you're in the whirlwind of shit because you've got your family, your kids, you could be homeless, you could be whatever the situation might be, and you're at that point, there's an aspect in your life, yeah? Which is why I know when we're dealing with couples or ex-part family members that have been separated for quite some time, but then contact has suddenly stopped, that's going to be because a life event has taken place. Either the ex-partner boyfriend has got a new boyfriend, or the man dad has got the new girlfriend. A life event has taken place which has caused change, which is then the either party who doesn't like the change has to adapt to that change, and that's when you're coming back into that change curve, the emotional change curve, right? So then what they need to do is they need to acknowledge that they're feeling that way, and they're allowed to feel that way because it's change, and their feelings are allowed to be theirs. Yeah, they're allowed to own their feelings, they're allowed to be upset, they're allowed to be sad, they're allowed to be frustrated, and stuff. But they need to acknowledge that they're allowed to be that, and understand that it doesn't mean that they have to feel it for them, as with them, yeah? But accepting, and that comes with the accepting piece, right? Because you have to accept that you're feeling that way. You have to accept that you're sad. You have to accept why you're feeling that way. You can't, a lot of the things we do naturally as human beings, and I wouldn't criticize anyone for doing it because I've done it and it's a thing. And I probably wouldn't do it anymore because I don't understand that I wasn't self-aware before. And you have to make these mistakes and you have to go through these things to be self-aware, to understand that it's feeling that way. That's why it's that. So you understand, accept that you're feeling this way, but what can you do about it? Control the controllables. So what Billy's done by taking his court papers to the high court papers to the social services team, that's action. That's taken something, and he's doing something with his missus, with partner Kelly. I think it's Kelly. But they're doing something. They're in an action in place. They've acknowledged what's happened. They're accepting what's happened. They're not accepting it, but they're accepting the feelings that was going on, and they're putting a plan in place. And they've got to taking some paperwork in. That's brilliant, yeah. And understanding that, all of that, you have to understand that it's all going on, and you have to understand that how to portray and how to deliver your emotions, because you're going through all that stuff. The way you get spoken to, yeah, the way you get spoken to by the social services and the professionals. And I lost it last week. I didn't lose it, but I got pissed off with Job Centre and DWP, and I've got it all in recording. And I'm going to put it onto a podcast. Basically, they've, because I'm self-employed, I've had to go and report this and report that, whatever else. I've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. They made me go down at the Gravesend, which is fucking miles away from me. And I ended up, didn't listen. And I forgot, yeah, because you're dealing with a government-run business, right? And you're dealing with a bunch of pricks that are just robotic wankers that don't have an element of empathy or humanoid thing in their bodies whatsoever, because it's been fucking sapped out of them. So I'm digressing. We're going to go back on the depression bit in a second, but ultimately, I literally went up there. I was there. It took me 2 hours to get there. 2 hours to get to a fucking, it was meant to be an hour long meeting, but I left a little note in my journal saying I'm on my way. Don't worry. I had to get an Uber. Don't worry. I had to get fucking £30. But you're spending too much money, but then you're making me travel that way to get bloody interview. Oh, contradictions to contradiction, right? As you expect, because you get it all the time with Kafka, you get it all the time with social services, you get it all the time with family courts, you get it all the time with probation service. Probation service is quite good. The best people, the government-run business, is the NHS and the people you have working in the NHS. Other than that, there's not much else that competes, and I think teachers, maybe. But other than that, nah, feel for you. this not gonna happen. But anyway, back to my story. I'll get there. I'll get there about quarter to. My appointment's at 10:30. Quarter to 11. I'm like, right, where's my man? I've got to get out of here. Where the fuck? Let's go. We're happy, smiling, but hot and sweaty. But finally, found the call. Speaking to the security guard, sitting myself down. I'm sitting there. Where's my man gone? Where's Mr. Whatever? If it was a Mr. Because it could have been just put it out there. It could have been. The name thought. It wasn't there. So the person that I was meant to have this meeting with, the Jack of Potatoes, yeah, I know. The Jack of Potato, the person I was meant to have this meeting with, didn't even turn up to have this meeting. So I'm there, I'm like, okay. So then they put me with the most miserable, sapped out, bleh. And I said, do you want this, do you want that? And I complained a little bit. And he said, I'm going to be doing it. I said, I thought you were supposed to do an interview. He said, yes, I was supposed to be doing an interview. I said, you're going to ask me some questions. He said, I'm not able to get a word in. I said, all right, fine, I'll be quiet. So I was quiet. And he didn't say anything to me. I wasn't saying anything. I hate silence. It's like doing my head in. It's like, I can't do it. Just sitting there in silence. And then I put my earphones in. And he started talking to me. And I said, what? Take my earphones out. He said, you're a bit rude, aren't you? What? I'm sat here in silence. I could be sat. I said, I think you're a bit rude. I had a bit of a debate about who was rude, and who was rude. And then he told me I was not gainfully self-employed because I spent too much money. And then he said I could have had a different result. If I'd come into this meeting with a different attitude, I could have had a different result today. What the fuck? Do you know I'm recording you? What? You made your mind up before I even walked into the room that I was not going to be gainfully self-employed because I spent a few £1,000 too much. Go over it. Give me an action plan. And you don't need to do something this. I put a massive complaint in. Whether they listen to me or not, who knows? What's the point of being complaining to the government? I put that in my letter as well. There's no point in complaining to you because you don't do nothing about it. I'm doing it out of principle. And I said to him, what can you, what you want? He said, no, you have to do a Freedom of Information Act. Can you tell me what you're writing about me? No. What? Okay. Can you get me, he said that'll be emailed to you. Can you get me that? I want a paper copy. I said, because you're here, I want a paper copy. It's your job. Go give me a paper copy. By the time I left, and I saw a smile on my face, by the time I left, I did all the security around me, as if I was going to have to cut me out. Please. Anyway, enough about that. Getting off my chest. We're going back to coping with the grieving process, right? So acknowledge, accept, understand. They're the biggest three things. Acknowledge, accept, understand. Whenever you have some big change in your life, whenever something bad or drastic happens, you need to acknowledge what it is, accept what it is, and then understand what you're going to do to move forward. Simple. It's simple said, but it's not simple done when you're doing it because the emotions are everywhere and you go into a denial, you go into acceptance, you go up and down everywhere. And you need to understand the grieving process. Your grieving process is unique. No one can tell you when it should end and when it should start or when it should finish. Yeah. No one can tell you how you're supposed to be feeling. No one can tell you that what you're feeling is wrong. And if they do, then they're wrong because no one is the right to tell you how you feel. Yeah. And as much as it makes sense and it's logical, it's frustrating at the same time because when you are trying to work with an ex-partner to try and co-parent, and that ex-partner doesn't want to speak to you or doesn't want to try and co-parent with you, then you try and challenge that in court, and a judge is going to turn around and say, we can't make her. We can't force her to change her feelings or his feelings because of the incidents that they claim that they've experienced, even though they found no finding on these experiences, from these alleges. Anyway, so your grieving process is unique to you. No one can tell you what it is you can and should not be feeling. As long as you're trying to contain it and not being too nasty to people and trying not to bring people down with you, then that's cool. By rights, you should be rubbing shoulders with people who want to help you and are not going to stab you in the back and take with them when they've got what they want, see you later. And the world's full of these people. Yeah, let's be honest, the world is full of these people. That's why I'm sat here now talking to a fucking computer. So expect that to happen because it happens literally a lot. But then don't stop treating people with love, because it happens. You can't. Everyone is different, and everyone needs to be given that opportunity to fuck you over and stab you in the back. And only that time, because one day, you know, and this is why someone said to me, "Oh, Jason, you're so great." You said, "No, not that's what you said about me today." And that's what I said to someone the other week. I was like, they were, you know, saying, "So," I said to them, "Well, I say to them all the time. I got this from Gary Vee. People will say one thing one day, and then tomorrow you could be a piece of toast." And it's true. And it's true, because that's why I never take it. That's why when someone says, gives you a compliment, I can't take compliments. I can't take compliments, because how true is it? How is it real? But then I've learned now, only in the last 7 months or so, since being that you just say thank you. Just say thank you. I'll take it. And that's what I do. So yes, acknowledge, accept, understand, seek. Yes, right. So understand this, yes. So, and then seeking support, face-to-face support, yeah? Seeking face to support is key, right? Now, I was lucky that I was working in retail, and every single customer, once I got over the initial, I couldn't go on the shop floor without seeing a family. I couldn't look at a family without being like tearful, breaking down, because I see my daughter there. I see every single, I saw a little girl with like black hair, lying, breaking down tears. It took me a long time to be able to get on the shop floor again and not break down tears. And the way I coped with that, I literally would talk about situations, and I would make them funny. And I'd, you know, how I was feeling, but I'd make it funny. And I'd laugh at myself, and I'd make other people laugh while doing it. And I turned it into a whole big, don't forget. I was self-medicating at the same time. So I was making all these jokes and stuff, and I was taking the piss out of myself. But I must have stunk, man. I was drinking like a bottle of vodka a day most days. That was before the shop closed. And then I must have stunk of vodka. But then that's the benefit of the work people that I had around me. Again, my team, because I was, you know, they were my team, and they were people that I'd employed. And these people, my team there, when I was in Lewisham, majority of them were, they were unemployed 18 to 24 year olds that didn't have the strongest CVs in the world, didn't know how to have names, and probably could count to five. But they had common sense, they had life skills, but they couldn't do anything else other than that. They had more than that, I'm being sarcastic, but they couldn't, no one else would give them a job, because they would look at their CV and look at how they'd given their persona, and they'd be like, no chance. But what we did, we took a whole load of them on each every 6 months, and we put them all through this process, and some of them would get jobs. In fact, all the people that I, majority of the people that I took on, got jobs, because they, I had one guy, he come into work with a limp, he has his trousers down, he's gangs off the street or whatever. And I'm like, you can't have that, pull your trousers up. And you give it a bit, whatever. But then because of my life experience, we talked it through. He's still working at three now. He's like an assistant manager. So that there, tomorrow, if I die tomorrow, which is not gonna happen, but if I did, I know that I'd be like fucking, I'd die a happy man, because you can't put the amount of people that I've helped, whether it be recent times with father stuff, or even as young adults, I've made their lives a better place, because I've given them skills, I've given them time, and I've given them, and that is the thing, time and love. I've given them love, because again, most of these people, most of these kids, young adults, they've come from broken homes. The dads haven't even been there, full stop. Yeah, so they've not even, where we're surrounded by men who want to be in women's lives. There are a fraction of men that don't, and they won't try, and they haven't tried them. So, you know, they're there, they're out there. And that's what's even more frustrating when you're a man trying to be in their children's lives. And that's more frustrating for a woman who's carried the baby, who's not in the jobs. And there's some of them as well. So anyway, so yes, so that's sort of acknowledge, accept, understand, yeah? Face-to-face support, talking about your feelings. Men need to do this more. Okay, there's the other one. This one I was terrible at, but I'm better at now. Even so much so that I eat smoothies and make my own crap. Breakfast stuff, which I've not done for years actually, but I still do now. And you've got to look after yourself emotionally by looking after yourself physically. Yeah, so you look after yourself physically, and you need to take care of yourself emotionally. Either way, it means the same thing. You need to look after yourself, you need to love you, and do what makes you happy, because no one else is going to look after you better than you look after yourself. No one else is going to love you better than you love yourself. No one is going to support you better than you support yourself. No one has looked after you better than you. Yeah, no one's been there more for you than we have. You put yourself through the you have got yourself through the good times. It's you. You've done it. You've done it. So it's like, people need to remember how strong and how powerful you all are, because you've done more than what you realize, and you don't get credit for. And you might say, oh, Jason, you said, give yourself credit. But I do give myself credit. I give myself a lot of credit. Just don't, it's no more worthy than anybody else deserves credit. That's all I think. Because we've all got fucking shit going on, every single one of us, every single person. It's about how they hold that shit together. That's the difference. And but I couldn't hold my shit together at all. Even now, sometimes I struggle to hold my shit together, because like, if I'm in an environment where it's like a lot of emotion, and I can feel people's emotion, I can see people, how raw people feel, that gets the better of me. That triggers me. And I, sometimes I'll cry like a big man crying. I was going to say big girl, but a big man crying. You need to support yourself emotionally and take care of yourself physically. Yeah, love yourself. I saw someone, a really good person. He started an aeroplane, and I said, fair play, man. Respect to that, because that was beautiful. When I said to him, go do something that you've never done before, and you know, teach yourself to do and better yourself. He went and bought flying lessons. He's learned to fly. We're saying it. I can't even eat. You must be 6 years on top. Why can't you eat? You're very much full of these people. Yeah, I know. Acknowledge, accept, understand would be different for death. Would be different rather than the loss of a child to another parent or care. Would it not be different? Because you need to acknowledge that you lost, and you need to accept. That's how the same principle for me. I think people have different ways. This is my way of doing it, but I can see what you're saying. I can understand, because that's grief. Grief is. Then this is the fine line you've got, right? Because you've got grief, which you're grieving for your child, because you can't see them, but they're alive still. So you're grieving for them. You're grieving for them, and that's like the biggest. It's a fine line. I think a good point. Very much fully. That's where I'm at. I've never taken compliments. I'm rubbish at taking compliments. Literally, I was saying that was nice. So I can't even eat. Why can't you eat, Karen? Why can't you eat? You've got to eat. Even I started to eat now. I was even cooking last week. I just can't imagine what you're going through. Oh, bless. Oh, man. Look, if you ever need to talk, Karen, like literally, I can talk for England. I can take people's mind up all sorts of stuff, and then just keep talking and just make sure I know social services, corruption. Tell me about it. Anyway, we're on to the last point. Recognize the difference between, here we are, look. Recognize the difference between grief and depression. Recognizing the difference, this is big, right? Because grief is literally, you're mourning something, you're missing something. Depression is what they say, is clinical, and they want you to be medicated, and it's a medical condition. Whereas grief is a temporary thing, where you can have bouts of depression where your mental wellness may dip, and then come back out again. They say grief was, on average, will last about two weeks. I don't agree with that. I think grief lasts forever. I think that's right. For me, it is. I don't know if it's for anyone else, but for me, it's like I'm grieving now. Today, I will grieve every single day. I will grieve my daughter, because I get to see her on the phone. I get to message her, but she's 20 minutes down the road, or when I was in Eltham, 5 minute walk down the road, and I was seeing her less. So it's like, that's grieving. But then I'm taking the pain of not that grief. I'm taking that, and I'm not making a noise about it because I know that's what she wants right now, or whether she wants it or not. She's choosing right now for whatever reason we don't know. But it's, I would put money on the fact that it's because it's an easy, and that's what we've discussed. It's an easy life for her, and to have an easy life because she's had a tough one. I think really tough one because her mum and dad, like me and her mum, don't talk. So as much as, and again, as much as I try, I can't force Lindsay. I can't force her to talk to me because she doesn't want it. So it's her own person. It's her own thoughts and wishes and feelings. I can't change that. I would say that she needs to go and get help, but I can't change that until she goes and gets help and deals with her feelings, emotions. Yeah. And that's about it, really. That's my long and short of my just about an hour as well. I did good. I just kept to the right sort of time frame. I did good. I could carry on going now, but I don't think anyone could even part with me for a little bit longer. Plus, I've got typing to do, and I'm on a tight deadline for shit that needs to get done because it's taken too long already, some might say. But then they have to roll with it, and because obviously they've been married with kids. Let the wife slide away, and they've acted like a rock and roll star when they should have been did you see what I did there? That was good. I literally just held a whole paragraph of Oasis songs there, and that would have been that was a good little run there. Anyway, look, I'm in that on the camera, and I will be available on the phone for as long as no one needs me, really. So if anyone needs me, I'm on the phone, I'm not on the toilet. Anyone needs anyone else, there's a group. If you've got me, there's people there that, like, the moderators that are in the moderator team are all able to give really good life advice and support. And if I'm not able to get someone, there's a Telegram thing in there, there's, that will come through to me. There's a WhatsApp page, people get that. And then there's my message, which is free. Anyway, so anyone can SMS text me, old-fashioned text message, that'll come straight through to me. And then if it's an emergency, just put an emergency or urgent. Obviously, if it's an emergency or too much urgent, call the police and ambulance. So I'm not Superman. And on that note, I'm getting my hair cut on Friday. It does need a bit of a trim. But it still looks quite good, actually. Still looks good. Look, everyone, just love each other, man. Just love each other, because... Don't forget this other thing as well. Give people compliments behind their backs, yeah? Rather than saying negative stuff about people behind their backs, say positive things about them. Let's turn the world into Poland from invading the USSR. Or Russia invading Poland, Ukraine. And just keep loving each other, because that's what we've got to do, yeah? And that's it. Peace and love. Liar's glove. Oh, we're here on. Peace and love. Liar's glove. Peace and love. Now I need to turn this off. How do I turn it off? Oh, sorry, I'm hearing it. Ciao, 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 ciao.